This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. This is Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we definitely have plenty of time for you to join the show. We've got about 3 hours left, so like I said, plenty of time to discuss anything you need to try and fix or figure out when it comes to your garden. We will be here to help you with that. Now, it's we're at the Christmas season, right? I was talking just at the end of the last hour. You know, the Christmas trees are in short supply. They definitely are. I'm hearing more and more from people who are just really coming into the stores now, even though this is this weekend historically is one of the busiest Christmas tree purchasing weekends. People are coming in saying they're not finding them as easily. So it's a major issue that's out there right now. A lot of people don't understand the reason behind it. They just kind of say, okay, well, it must be COVID, right? Everything's kind of on COVID at this point, which a lot of it, the majority is. But this year is actually going back to the recession we had in the early 2000s, 2008 to 2011. We weren't, not as many houses were being built. Not as many new houses were out there. And so what was happening is those Christmas tree growers were not planting as many trees, because when it comes to something along those lines, a recession, you look at it and say, I don't know when's this going to end. You know, and back then you hear the news, if you remember, oh, this could be the worst one in 50 years or 60 years, etc. So a lot of the growers didn't grow as many. Now, 2008 to 2011, that's 10 to 13 years ago. The majority of Christmas trees that get 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and those are the most popular sizes, can take anywhere from 8 to 12 years to get to that point. So those heights aren't there as much because they weren't starting to regrow some until 2012, 2013. So we're getting on the lower end. But then here's where COVID comes in, of one of the reasons. Last year, more people were at home. They didn't take their, holiday trips. You know, some might go away for Christmas and not be at home. Well, this past year, they were at home. So they wanted a Christmas tree. So a lot of the Christmas tree growers last year actually cut down some of the trees that were meant for this year, last year. So the supply went down, when it was already down. So you take something that's already low and you cut it even more, it's really hard to have the full supply. So this isn't something, to be honest, that I think is going to be away next year when it comes to the Christmas trees and the supply. You know, you definitely are going to try to get out early. But that doesn't necessarily mean you have to put it up. Those of you who have that tradition to get it late in the season and only put it up on Christmas Day, it's perfectly fine. A lot of the trees that are at your garden centers at this point have been cut, and they're just going to sit there. So what's the difference of sitting at the nursery versus sitting at your house? So you can bring it home. No, keep it outside. Keep it in a garage. Don't have to put it up. But I would definitely suggest going out there and getting them, because as I started this segment off with, this is historically one of the busiest weekends to buy a Christmas tree. Now, the past 5+ years I've been working at Mahoney's Garden Center. And Mahoney's Garden Center, to me, in New England, is one of the premier garden centers. Obviously, I work there. I say that. But just based on my knowledge of what I've seen, when it comes to Christmas and the amount of Christmas trees that go out there, and the historic data shows that this weekend more Christmas trees go out than any other weekend. So if you're thinking about going, you know, later on, definitely going to be some out there, but the selection is going to be a little bit lower in my thoughts. The other thing is the price is going to be a little bit higher. That one right there. Trucking, the lack of supply, all those things, supply and demand, right? Those are the things that are happening. So when you get out there, kind of look at it and say, it's only a one time a year type thing, right? But easier for me to say than for me to do, right? So definitely get out there if you can. Hey, if you don't want a Christmas tree or you don't do that, maybe go with an artificial, right? You know, I think I say it once a week now, and then I say be quiet, but I think it's well known at this point. We do have an artificial tree at my house. Interesting, my wife is allergic to the balsam. And recently, this week, I was thinking about it. I had some allergy tests done this summer to try and figure out some lingering issues I have with my ears. We're just trying to figure out what's going on. And I just remembered that I'm actually allergic to balsam, too. Weird, right? I'm actually allergic to a bunch of trees. I think I picked the wrong industry. I don't think I could do anything else when it comes to that. But it's interesting. This time of year, there's that debate of the real or fake or the artificial, or as some out there call it, lifelike trees. It's not as a faux pas as it used to be. When I was a kid, it always used to be. My father would say, we deal with trees all year long. I'm just going to get a fake one. And you'd be like, what are you doing? This is sacrilegious. What are you doing? And now it's like, you can put the Christmas tree up earlier. Don't have to worry about it. Don't have to water it. Don't have to worry about those things. So really up to everybody out there, but it's interesting how time changes. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Plenty of open lines for you to give us a call, and we can help you out with anything that you have when it comes to the garden, indoor, outdoor, house plants, etc. We'll be here for another couple hours, so it's definitely, if you have some time, give us a call. We'll do what we can to really help you out here. Now, tomorrow is supposed to be a warmer day. Supposed to be a little bit of rain. Everything I'm seeing is saying maybe earlier in the day. But it's going to get windy later in the day. So, might be a good day to get out there. And if you haven't finished some of the garden chores, get out there, do those things after the rain. But it feels like the past couple weeks, every time we do have a warmer day, it's a rainy day. You know, so you haven't been able to finish some of those things. All the leaves are down from the trees, so now you're not worrying about, you know, the as much of the cleanup, or you can finish up the cleanup that you want. You know, we can go into the debate a little bit of leave the leaves or clean up the leaves. I'll let you decide on what you want to do. I can tell you both sides of it. But the one thing that I find when it comes to leaves in your yard, because the debate on it is if leaving the leaves is going to help the pollinators stay in the yard over winter, etc. Well, my biggest thing with that is, you know, I'm all for it, but what have you done in the yard to create an area for the pollinators? Do you only have evergreens? There's no flowering. Do you not have many shrubs or trees? Is it mostly grass? Well, if that's the case, what pollinators are there, right? To attract the pollinators is to bring them to the yard so then you can protect them over the winter. So I like to look at it as a whole here. Yeah, I'm all for it and 100% behind protecting our pollinators. But if you haven't done anything to attract them to the house, do you necessarily have to leave everything? So, we can discuss that and more as time goes on. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I had a email I got yesterday that I want to go over a little bit because it is very timely. The gentleman's name was Tom Champagne. He actually had said that every spring I take my poinsettias and plant in the garden after they are cut way back. They grow tremendously. Come fall time, I carefully dig them up to only have the plant lose all its leaves. I've tried wiltproof prior to digging it up. Do I have to plant in the springtime, keeping it in the pot? So, let's talk poinsettias and what to do, right? Because they are tricky and they take a lot of work the end of August, right? So you bring them outside early spring, you plant them. You plant them in the ground in May. You cut them back to about 4 to 6 inches. Some people will put them in the ground. Some will just put them in a larger container so that it's easier to bring indoors for next year, right? Continue watering, keep going throughout the season. Fertilizing every 2 weeks. June is usually when the majority of people will actually put them in the ground, but some will do late May, right? As the plant's growing, fertilize a little bit more frequently. I still think 2 weeks is a good time to do it. What you'd also be looking at this time is pruning the poinsettia, you know, 2 to 3 inches of branching on the sides and around it so it will actually get wider for you. In July, that's when you can actually pinch the stems back right on the tops. That will actually encourage a stronger branching, right? Sometimes when you leave it and you haven't pinched it back, they can get really tall and kind of just not be as strong, a little bit thinner, right? So this at this point in July, you want it in the full sun, right? As much sun as it can get. August, you're going to pinch it again, right? just cutting it back a couple inches on the tops to get it really even stronger. Now, a lot of you, this is, you kind of look at it as a houseplant and say, I'm going to leave it outdoors as long as possible. This is where it gets tricky. This is where, you know, you want to leave it out there. You want to keep it outdoors as long as possible because it's looking great. But you want to bring it indoors in a sunny location in September. I would be looking at September 1st, to be honest with you. Because we need to go into the dark period for those poinsettias so that they can reflower for you and get to that process. Right? We're looking to get them to rebloom. That's the whole point of trying to keep them year after year. So in September, I want you to bring them indoors. No more pruning, no nothing. You continue to water, but you reduce the amount of fertilizer, right? You're looking at that point, usually the third week of September. You're looking to give it 10 weeks of 12 to 16 hours of uninterrupted darkness. I'm putting it in a closet, basement, under a box. And then you're looking to get 10 to 12 hours of light each day. We want it to be in the 60s. You continue to water, fertilize, do all those things because it is a living plant. But it needs that 10 to 12 week span to have those darker nights to produce that flower for you come November. Now, back to the question where it was saying the leaves all fall off. Well, I think by watering it continuously for at least a week prior to digging it up, the moisture will stay in there. But digging it up earlier, so there's not a huge transition of temperatures when you go from outdoors to indoors, that's where you're going to have the most success. Because we want to have this flowering for Christmas, starting in September 1st is when you really want to get it in the house. If you have some questions, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Sixth Circuit Court has denied the federal government's motion to transfer the Occupational Safety and Health Administration vaccine or test requirement lawsuit to a different court, while also rejecting the White House's bid to dissolve a stay on the mandate, delivering a blow to the Biden administration's efforts to press ahead with implementation. A gang of armed smash-and-grab thieves fired 175 shots and stole $5 million worth of products from 15 cannabis shops in Oakland, California through November. Alfonso Tucky Blunt, the owner of Blunt & More.
We're tired of talking. We're tired of paying high insurance rates, extra security, paying for taxes. We're talking about a tax strike, potentially. We're talking about picketing the mayor's office. We don't know what we can do, but it's time for action. We're tired of talking.
This is USA Radio News.
An unpublished investigative compilation, sometimes referred to as the Alternative Mueller Report, and could be released soon, according to a letter filed in federal court Thursday. Andrew Weissman revealed in a book he published last year that the team he headed prepared a summary of all its work, apparently including details not contained in the final report made public in 2019. Julie Kelly is a journalist with American Greatness, focused on the January 6th incident at the Capitol.
Arresting people for low-level crimes and then hearing what judges were saying in court to justify keeping people behind bars.
Now Julie Kelly has uncovered text from the Biden-Obama Department of Justice that blows up the Trump-incited a riot narrative. In the document from the DOJ, they claim it is objectively unreasonable to conclude that President Trump could authorize citizens to interfere with the Electoral College proceedings. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, for the break, we were just talking about poinsettias, right? We're going to be purchasing some as a gift or as, for our own use at home. And how cool would it be to be able to bring that back next year, the year after, etc.? Because, I don't know if you know this, and I've said it a number of years now, but poinsettias, where they're originally from in Mexico, can go into trees, giant shrubs. So it's not, a lot of the houseplants we deal with, obviously, are the same way, but poinsettia is not any different. So we should be thinking about maybe trying to keep it until next year. Keep it outside in the spring. But just to continue a few things on there, it should be color on the poinsettia that you've brought in around Thanksgiving time. At that point, once you're starting to see a little bit of color, that's about the time where you stop the light treatment, right? The short day, long night treatment. That way, the plant can start pushing the new growth and use the sunlight, the photosynthesis that it can create to create those flower buds, right? That point is the time when you want to reduce the water a little bit. We're trying to actually stress the plant out a little bit more, even though when we're doing the dark period, that's stressing it out as well. But the idea is about Thanksgiving is when you're going to start to see flowers. So, like I said, 10 weeks prior to that, 10 to 12 weeks, we're in September. So when it comes to your poinsettias, if you are planting them in the spring with the idea of bringing them back in the house, remember, they need to be brought in earlier than the majority of any houseplant you have. We need to get them indoors early. That's going to help them keep their leaves. That's going to help them produce the flowers later once we've done, you know, that whole darkening period for them. So definitely an awesome plant this time of year that you can have throughout the year and bring back in next Christmas to have the flowers. So wanted to bring it up a little bit. I know some of you are kind of thinking about it at this point of can I keep it for next year? Now, the other thing, for years upon years, all you heard was poinsettias. They're poisonous. They're going to, you know, kill your animals. They're going to kill your children, etc., right? Here's the thing. They're not as toxic as they have been made out to be. Yes, they can affect you. But for an animal, they would have to eat their weight in poinsettia flowers. So the bracts, the colored areas. So a 50-pound dog would have to eat 50 pounds of flowers. Now, not everybody has a 50-pound dog. Some have bigger, but some have smaller. But still, you understand what I'm saying. Most of the poinsettias that you're bringing in the house are not going to be the same size as like a house cat, you know, 8 to 11 pounds, maybe a little bit bigger. Mine's a little bit bigger. I'm not going to say how big, but she's a house cat. Anyways, it's not as poisonous as they say. It's not even on the list of plants that are threats to animals in the American Veterinary Medical Association. So, contrary to popular belief, because back in the 60s and 70s, that's when it was really saying, these are poisonous, don't bring them in, don't have them around your pets. Now, in the next week or two, we'll definitely have an article about the poinsettias, and we'll go over it a little bit more. I love when we sent out the newsletter with the poinsettia information on it, because it's really well written. My father did a great job on it. So it should be in the next week or two that we'll have out. And it's got tons of information. It'll have all the same information we're discussing. So if you're looking to get more information and you didn't hear everything, that will be on paper. So you can always just read it, save it, right? Be something you can print out and keep with you for the long-term production of the poinsettia. So definitely something to think about. Now, if you're wondering, you know, where do you get that newsletter, go on to our website at paulparent.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom. On the bottom there, there's a spot that says sign up for newsletter. At that point, click on there. And you can add your email address. If you can't get it to work, you can always email us. Our email address, you can all the way down where it says contact us. Just say you're looking to get on the newsletter and we'll make sure we get you in there. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, you can also go on to our website. You know, if you're in one of those areas that only gets us for a couple hours and you want to hear the whole show, you can listen live right on our homepage. It'll bring you to the GCN network and connect you to listen to us. So you can leave us on the computer and you can hear us as the show goes on throughout the day. Because I know a lot of, some of the affiliates aren't here for all 4 hours. But if you want, we're here from 6 to 10, so we got plenty of time to discuss some different things when it comes to your plants. Now, coming up in about 20 minutes, so at the 8 o'clock hour, Karen will be joining us from Natural Alternative. So we look forward to that with some great information. Their website, really what they have is they have a really cool newsletter as well, right? Theirs comes out monthly versus weekly like ours. But it's got some great information on it for you to take a look at. But their website has become very informative. It was already informative. It was just a little bit harder to find on there. But they have worked so hard. And I'll tell you, you look at the website, you can see it. And there's a ton of information on there for you for the next seasons to come. Now, I always recommend signing up for different newsletters, different information. Last week, we had Randy Schultz join us in regards to, the Homestead website with great information for everybody throughout the year. And one of the newsletters that he has that he talks about was a woman who has the Weekly Dirt out of Long Island. Her name is Jessica Damiano. I just got it this morning, about 45 minutes ago, and it's cool. Just some questions, answers, some things to do. But I'll tell you, I read through it this morning, and the way she ends it, and she writes, until next week, stay safe, be well, and then always keep your mind in the dirt. Man, I wish I thought of that. It was kind of cool. But the idea here is get some information about the garden during the winter. Sign up for a number of newsletters. I know at this time of year you get hundreds of emails, and you're probably spending more time just deleting emails than reading them. But for some of the knowledge that comes out of these weekly type emails or monthly emails when it comes to the garden can help you, because people have been there and done these things multiple times, so it's there to help you. So definitely take a look at some of them this winter to get ready for spring, right? We're already at, we just ended our season, but we're already thinking spring. A lot of us just think spring as soon as the leaves start to fall and thinking about what we can be doing. This is a good time to research and plan out for next year and say, all right, I think I'm going to try this, or I'm going to do this, or I was successful with the garden here. I want to add to that. What can I do? Can I do a little bit more in this area, or should I start a new project over here? This is the time to plan those out. Maybe at this point, drawing some drawings out of the yard of what you want to do might be worth it, right? Or planning on next spring. I might even recommend saying, if you're looking to get some tree work done or some yard work for spring, while there's nothing on the ground, call a local landscaper or tree company. Have them come out now, price out what you want to do in the spring, and get on the list now. Some will even do it during the winter. A lot of tree companies like to do some of the cleanups or the, tree cutting during the late fall and winter, because if you're just doing some pruning on trees, you can see from branch to branch. You can see what's good, what's bad a little bit easier. Those are some thoughts. But I would say, knowing how long it took for me to get a tree company here, trying to call now if you're looking to do something in the spring, get them out and set up. Get ready for the spring, because I'll tell you this, we got the trees cut down. I've put out pictures. But we had all the stumps there. We were saying, all right, what am I going to do? Can I do this, that? And my wife and I were talking. We're saying, let's just get tree stumps, ground down. So I called the company that we used, which was Iron Tree. And I had them come out and say, all right, I got to get rid of all the stumps. Can you give me a price? Knowing that I can't do it right now, I'm going to do it in the spring. So I talked to them. Gave us a price, and I said, hey, I want to do this in the spring. It's like, perfect. Stump grinding isn't as backed up as trees, but call me this date, and we'll get ready to put it in there. Now, he doesn't have to come back. He's already done all the work, the, you know, the quoting out of how many tree stumps that need to be done, etc. You can do that with the company that you choose. They've already done the work, and now all they have to do is send somebody out. I want to wait till the spring because the ground with the freeze-thaw aspect in the spring when it's a little bit more thawed, maybe they'll get a little bit deeper, easier. Might be a little bit easier to get rid of them. But maybe it's for you. You want to cut down some trees and it's easier in the spring so you can do everything. And right now you're spending more time and effort towards Christmas. The idea is get those guys out now to plan for spring because we know they are all backed up and busy. They have been for about 20 months now. So definitely look into things early this year. Now we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll have one more segment for 8 o'clock hour, and then we'll have Karen from Natural Alternative. So definitely stay tuned for that. Everybody else, the number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with Soil Moist Granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of Soil Moist Granules. The Soil Moist Granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's Soil Moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back into that. So Nathan, who's up next?
John is in Maine.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Paul, you've been suggesting for wilt stop to apply it at 45 degrees. I didn't get a chance to do that yet. I live in southern Maine.
Okay.
And in reading the container, it says to apply it, moisten the, wet the plant first and then apply it. And it requires sunshine to actually, I guess, set or whatever. And my question really is, can the container says you can apply it above 35 degrees. There's a 10-degree difference there, and that's becoming more and more important at this time of year. Will it work effectively that way?
So it will be effective, but the fact is when the temperatures are warmer, there's going to be an easier uptick of the product into the plant.
Mm-hmm.
When the ground, when it's colder, when it's 35 degrees, the flow of moisture in the plant is very slow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to just take the 3 to 4 hours to dry. It could take 8 to 12 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
So personally, what I've always done is above 40 to 45 degrees because of that aspect. Because I know that when it's warmer, the plant will absorb it easier and quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 35 degrees. I mean, if that's all we can get, that's what we get, right? And that's what you can do.
Yeah.
But I like to have it warmer so I know I'm almost guaranteeing that the product is going to stay where it is.
I see. Okay.
So, it's one of those experiences. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What I've experienced is here in southern Maine, the only recent temperatures that have been above 45 are on days that it's rained, and such as tomorrow. And then the problem is if the rain continues into the afternoon, you won't have the sunshine. So does that have an effect as long as the nighttime temperatures are presumably over the 40 degree?
Well, so if the night, it doesn't necessarily need just the sun for it to absorb, right? It's not just the sun that does everything. It's, it's time, right? So that's part of it. Now, you know, you look at the temperatures at night, they're always colder, going into the 20s. And so the problem is if you wait till later in the day, it can cause, like, it can freeze.
Yep.
On the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
If it freezes on the foliage, that's when it can actually do more damage because it's shocking the plant. It's like it creates like almost like an ice crystal over it and can cause more damage. So that's why if you can, you try to do it in the morning and allow the day to continue. Now, I'm looking at the long term, the weekend of next weekend, and it's looking like Friday, Saturday, Sunday is a little bit warmer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tomorrow, obviously rain in the morning towards most of the day, but Tuesday could get 40 during the day. You never know with the sun. It might warm up a bit. You just try to get it as warm as possible for this time of year when you're spraying it. It just, when it goes below 35, that's when you get the issues of freezing right on the leaves and shocking the plant and doing the opposite effect of what you're trying to do.
Okay. Now, is it really necessary to spray water the plant, spray the plant and moisten it before you apply the spray, or is it sufficient just to apply the spray?
I have never, to be honest, really washed the plant or done any of that before spraying it. I don't think you need to. I don't think you need to, honestly.
Yeah.
I've never done that. I've never really talked about doing that. I think I wouldn't wash it off and just spray it on there.
Oh, okay, very good. One problem I've run into, and I know we're running out of time, is that sprayer, even though I wash it in warm water and soap afterwards,
it clogs.
And I've had to buy every year and buy new sprayers.
Yeah, it doesn't do.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.